Hello, Miss Smith. I've been told that your air conditioner is not working properly.
Yes, it has not been working properly since last Monday.
I'm very sorry to hear that. What exactly seems to be the problem?
Well, it takes a long time to cool the room, and it's so loud that I haven't been able to sleep at night when it's running.
We'd like to fix this problem for you as soon as possible. Do you know if your unit is still under warranty?
Yes, I bought it just 9 months ago.
Okay. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. I promise that one of our repair staff will be at your apartment to take care of it tomorrow.
Hello, Mr. Jackson. This is Lisa Fitchum from the Customer Service Department at Port One Imports. I'm calling you regarding the delay in your shipment of glass vases. Do you have a moment?
Sure, go ahead.
We have looked into the matter and discovered that the driver did not load your package onto his truck on the scheduled delivery date. That is why your package was included in the following day's deliveries. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience.
I see. Perhaps the driver should have checked before he left.
You're right. Usually we conduct a thorough check, but on that day our system was down for maintenance. We have begun a careful review of our loading and scheduling processes to ensure that this type of error does not happen again. As a token of our apology, we will refund the shipping cost.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How are the documents I asked for last week coming along?
I'm really sorry. So far, I've only had a chance to compile the sales figures. I had to stop working on them because my department got an unexpected call from Mr. Jackson at Jumco yesterday. He asked us to fill an emergency order, and we made that our top priority.
I see. You made the right decision then. Do you think you'll have his order ready in time?
Yes. We'll send that one out by noon, and then I can get back to finishing the sales report. I should have it ready by tomorrow morning.
You don't have to rush. Tomorrow afternoon is fine, or even early evening.
Thanks. I really appreciate your understanding. I'll keep you more informed of delays in the future.
Hey, Michael. I just wanted to let you know that we got the contract with Renown Publishing.
Wow! That's wonderful news. You must be thrilled.
Thanks. And we couldn't have done it without your advice.
Oh, not at all. Your sincerity and your persistence are what made it possible. Plus, the data that you prepared was very persuasive. Everyone was very impressed with your work.
That's very kind of you. I'm fortunate to have a great staff working with me.
I heard that you're also working on a new contract with Petersburg Educational. I'm sure you'll have the same success with them as well.
Thanks. I'm committed to winning that account, too.
Hey, Takashi. I'm surprised to see you here. You don't usually work overtime.
I know. I have to get these translations done by tomorrow morning.
You've really been working hard recently, but you also have to be careful not to overdo it.
Thank you for your praise and concern. I know what you mean, but there's just so much work that has to be done for this project that I can't take a break.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Oh, wow. That would be wonderful. Could you input the data from these papers into a spreadsheet?
No problem. I can do this in about 30 minutes.
Wow, that's fast. There's no one else here who can do this kind of work as quickly as you.
Thanks. I am very much flattered.
Did you hear that Yuki is getting promoted to vice president?
No, I haven't heard that yet. That's great news. She really deserves it. Our project's success was mostly because of all the work she did.
It's amazing. She leaves the office on time every day, but when she's here, she's always focused. All of her work is very careful and precise. It's almost as if she never makes a mistake.
She's also very good at keeping things organized. Even her desk is very neatly arranged.
That's not something you see very often, especially in this office.
I know. All of the young employees in my department really look up to her.
Yes, she's a real asset to the company.
Maybe we should invite her out for dinner one night next week to celebrate.
That's a great idea. We're interested in placing an order, but first, could I make a request?
Sure. I'd be delighted to hear it.
If you added the scratch-resistant coating to all of the flooring, how much would it add to the price?
It would be an additional 10%.
I see. If you could bring that down to 5%, we have a deal.
I wish we could. But we've already included the discount on the old floor removal in the original estimate. I'm afraid we can't go any lower. I would greatly appreciate your understanding.
Okay. How about 10% for the scratch resistance, plus a free cleaning in a few months?
I think we could arrange that.
Thank you for giving us your proposal. I'd like to know a little more about the delivery schedule. When is the earliest we could have the products?
Just a moment. Here's the exact schedule. The first delivery would be 1,000 units by the 15th of June. The next will be 2,000 units in early July, and then the final one will come at the end of July.
I see. But that's not what you proposed when we spoke a few weeks ago. June is a really important month for our sales. Is there any way you could speed up the deliveries?
I'm afraid not. There have been production delays for one part of the unit, so we can't get as many of them as we would like.
Then, I'm really sorry, but we're going to find another supplier this time.
Oh, really? I apologize for not being able to meet your request.
Not at all. We'd really like to work with you again.
I think we should change the sales strategy for our new cameras. Why don't we start targeting younger customers on social media?
What makes you think that?
A lot of people want better cameras to share photos and videos online. We need to reach out to them more.
Well, it's an interesting idea. Do you have any data or research to back up that claim?
Not really. I'm sure we could find some, but...
Yes, perhaps. In the meantime, I think we should stick with the sales strategy we have been using. We've done extensive research, and we know it works.
You may be right, but times are changing. I think we should prepare to meet changing needs.
Good point. But I can't agree to anything right away. I'll talk it over with the rest of my team and get back to you next week.